I'm Carol Hills, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Marco Werman is in Kenya, and he'll be joining us from there one more time later in the show. But first, friends in the U.S. have both been rethinking their security in recent weeks in the wake of the Paris and San Bernardino attacks. But concerns about terrorism are also spurring action in other countries. Germany, for instance, just announced a new counterterrorism police unit. Some still worry, though, that German police forces aren't prepared enough. The World's Matthew Bell has more from Berlin.
The Charlie Hebdo killings early this year sparked a big public discussion in Germany. What emerged from the debate is the fact that German police forces might find themselves heavily outgunned if something like the Paris attack happened in Berlin. To talk about this, I visited a private shooting club in a little village outside the capital where off-duty police officers go for some recreational target practice. A veteran Berlin officer who doesn't want to give his name tells me he loves his M16. He jokingly refers to it as his American girlfriend.
It's not too heavy from the weight here. It is very fast, and it hits very exactly. It's good. I like it.
But this is not a police weapon. When he's on duty, he's armed with a 9mm handgun and one ammunition clip, nothing else. The M16 is this officer's personal property. He only wishes that Berlin cops had guns like this.
Why do you think the police need this kind of serious assault weapon?
For a long distance, not only for a short distance like a handgun, it's for a long distance.
If you go against guys with Kalashnikovs,
that's the problem. Kein Gleichgewicht, also nichts gegenzusetzen.
Switching to German, he says it's not a fair fight. Germany does have one unit of police special forces, like a SWAT team. They have fully automatic weapons, body armor, the whole deal. They're based in Bonn, the old West German capital. That's one reason for this new counterterrorism unit. It's being deployed in several cities, and the officers are armed and equipped to respond to terrorist attacks. But when it comes to the cops on the streets of German cities, it's a very different story. Steve Feldman is a spokesman with the Berlin Police Union.
Das Problem ist, die Streifenpolizisten, also police officers in Amerika, sind ja die ersten am Ort.
The problem is that our local police don't have the weapons or the body armor to handle anything like what happened in Paris. If something like this does happen here, our police officers are going to end up being cannon fodder.
Feldman says the Berlin police have requested better body armor and been refused. He agrees that they need more firepower, including machine guns. But even if they get those guns today, he says his officers are not trained to use them. And Feldman adds, there's another problem.
Die Wahrheit ist, dass wir viele Polizisten in Berlin haben von der Hauptstadtpolizei.
The truth is that many Berlin police officers have not fired a single shot over the last 1 to 3 years. That's because we don't have enough shooting ranges. So what they did was try to do some training with laser tags. We can't sugarcoat things here. This is an extremely dangerous situation.
Feldman says the creation of the new counterterrorism force is good news, but it's only one step in the right direction. To be sure, this is all pretty scary stuff to be talking about. For decades, Europeans had the luxury of not having to worry about the kind of mass casualty shootings that happen regularly in the U.S. For one thing, Germany doesn't have much of a gun culture. But Feldman and others say the German public and German politicians might need to start thinking more seriously about new kinds of threats and how best to prepare for them. For The World, Matthew Bell, Berlin.